If you made a list of everything that you love, would you include your own name on the list? And if so, where would your name appear on the list? Would it be the first thing you think of, or would it be maybe the last thing you think of? If you've been out shopping lately, you've probably noticed the next major holiday is Valentine's Day. Public service announcement for you men out there, she probably doesn't want flannel pajamas or a giant teddy bear. I don't know if these things are still being pushed by the advertisers on TV because I haven't watched TV for a long time. But the advertisers will try to sell you on how to show your love to that special someone in your life. And for those who may not be so have a real clue, you get sucked into buying things that don't really appeal to her. For you guys, this is a public service for you men. Think of something that she really wants. Advertisers have a vested interest in keeping you focused on loving other people, keeping you focused on how can you show that most important person that you love them, what can you buy that will show your love? And the advertisers don't want you thinking about the most important person that you should love, yourself. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and the Monday Morning Mindset is where I share ideas to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset will determine what success you have in life, and it is a skill you can learn. This week I was talking to a client, and she was in the middle of helping her 5-year-old son make Valentine's cards for his class. And he said to her, "Well, where's the card for me?" She laughed, and she explained how Valentine's is about showing love for others. Her son said to her, but I love myself. I should make a card for me. Now, given what I know about our world, I'm afraid he's going to lose this attitude by the time he grows up. The only place that you're supposed to help yourself first is on an airplane. Now, I know our natural inclination is to be selfish. You watch any toddler with other toddlers, you know, they learn the word mine very quickly in life, and we learn that. And it's like, this is mine. I don't want to give it to you. That's a natural thing that seems to develop among us as human beings. And we have to be taught how to get along with others. And so, you know, we have to rely on parents and school and sometimes church to teach us how to live in our society. Now, since I brought up church, the thing that I hear, I learned and I've heard it oftentimes in church circles, is that you put Jesus first, you put others second, and you put yourself last. And lo and behold, the first letters of those spell joy. So if you want joy in your life, use this formula: Jesus first, others second, yourself last. And, you know, they go to Jesus's, in the Bible, they ask Jesus, what's the greatest commandment in the Bible? And Jesus says, the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. And then Jesus throws in a freebie. He adds a second one. He says, okay, so that's the greatest one. Here's the second greatest commandment: love your neighbor as yourself. Now, in all of this, you know, the whole joy thing, most of them miss the point that you have to love yourself first. It's it's implied. But the thing is, in the order, it says love your neighbor, and that's what the message that we get from church. And they miss the point is that it says love your neighbor as yourself. And so you have to love yourself first before you can love your neighbor. And so this joy formula, this Jesus, others, and yourself formula that the church teaches, means that oftentimes we treat other people better than we treat ourselves. And it kind of, if you really think about what this says, is that misses the point, because if you're loving people, you need to love others like you love yourself. And it's understood that you will love yourself. And I would even say that you have to love yourself first before you can truly, really effectively love others. When you don't love yourself first, when you don't have love for yourself, you look for other people to give you love in an attempt to make you feel whole. And this whole thing of looking to other people to love you feeds the whole money machine that corporations use to convince you to buy chocolate bars cards, teddy bears, pajamas, to buy all of the things to try to get love from other people. You have to love yourself first before you can effectively love other people. So the question is, how do you love yourself without becoming a selfish jerk? Because, you know, when you hear this, love yourself, because of the way we've been trained, because of all of this conditioning of, like, put, you know, others before yourself, and that's a good thing to do, but it's good to serve others. But you have to love yourself before you can be effective at loving others. So how do you do this without becoming a selfish jerk? Take care of yourself first. Now, this does sound selfish on the face of it, but what I mean is to value yourself enough to be secure in your own skin. Work to become the best version of yourself so that your identity is inside who you are rather than looking for an identity out there in the world. Oh, I have to do these certain things. I have to have love from other people. I have to have a position. I have to have something outside myself that makes me who I am. Talked about this before. If you've been a listener to this, your identity has to come from yourself, and you live from who you are rather than living to become who, living and doing things to try to feel like you're measuring up to some standard to show you who you are. If you're constantly looking outside yourself for who you are, then your love will become selfish. It will become this transaction will be, oh, I need to make sure I do for other people so they will love me so I can feel good about myself. Now, we have it backwards. You have to feel good about yourself. You have to love yourself first, and then you can give honest, effective love to other people. The second thing to do is that you work, you know, besides taking care of yourself, you work to become the best version of yourself. The airplane says, put your mask on first, so you can help others. So we become the best version of ourselves so we can be effective at helping others and helping them be the best version of themselves so then they can help others. If we all are working to become the best version of ourselves, we'll have a better world. But if we're looking for, you know, what can I buy so that they will love me so I can feel good about myself, you're actually leeching off of something that they have. And if they don't give it to you, then you feel bad about yourself. Feel good about yourself first. Be secure in who you are so you can love others. See, loving other people means you're living from your true identity. And if your identity is that of a selfish jerk, I mean, if that's who you are, then it will show. In fact, if you go out among the world and it doesn't take very long before you run into people who have their identity as that. I mean, they would not say that, but it shows because we all live from our identity. The thing is, you always have the choice about who you are. You have the choice to make about your identity. And loving yourself includes paying attention to who you are, to taking an honest look, to see how you're acting, and like, this is not the identity that I want to portray. Because you act from your identity. If you find yourself doing things that you don't like about yourself, change. We can make changes. We can decide to be who we are and live from that. You can change, pay attention to what you're doing, how you're living, make yourself better, make yourself to be the person that you want to be. That's what loving yourself means. Is that you are becoming the person that your dog thinks you are. That the person that you want to be, that you're working toward that. That's loving yourself. And do that first so you can love others. And don't buy giant teddy bears or pajamas. Find something that's truly an expression of appreciation to other people. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. I'll see you next time.